The Boston chapter of the American Guild of Organists welcomes you to a program celebrating 40 years of broadcasting on WCRB. This is Rob Stewart Vail inviting you to listen to the third and last in a series of special retrospective programs featuring selection from our broadcast archives. We'll tour the greater Boston area, highlighting significant and interesting organs. In these past 40 years, there have been 2,000 programs produced. It's estimated that over 500 people have played on the program and 200 different organs have been heard. Producers in this time period have included Morley Lush, Richard Lewis Jr., John Whiteside, and the present producer, Martin Steinmetz. The organ we're hearing now is the Fisk organ at Old West Church near Government Center in Boston. This mechanical action instrument was built in 1971. It's of modest size, but is located in a room providing excellent acoustics and has been used in numerous commercial recordings. We're listening to Yuko Hayashi, head of the organ department at the New England Conservatory, playing the Fantasy in G minor of J.S. Bach. You've just heard the Fantasy in G minor of Bach, as played by Yuko Hayashi. Our organ tour of the Boston area next moves to the Roxbury section and the Basilica of Our Lady of Perpetual Help, commonly known as the Mission Church. This vast Romanesque stone edifice was dedicated in 1878 and the organ built in 1897 by George Hutchings of Boston. It was one of the first and largest electrical action instruments in the area. Although slightly altered from its original scheme, this noble instrument has been heard for over 100 years. We'll now hear music of Marcel Dupré, the Amen from 15 Antiphons. It'll be performed by Max Miller, formerly organist at Boston University. That was an Amen from 15 Antiphons of Marcel Dupré, as played by Max Miller. The organ was the Hutchings instrument at Mission Church, Boston. For the remainder of our program today, celebrating the 40th anniversary of these programs on WCRB, we'll go outside the city to highlight a few special and very unusual organs. Our first stop is Wellesley College. A most unique organ is at the Houghton Chapel, which is an authentic recreation of a German Renaissance instrument. This organ, built by Fisk, allows us to accurately hear organ music as it sounded before the time of Bach. All of the materials of the instrument are authentic to the 17th century. The pipes, copied from an organ of 1636, are made of hammered lead. The wind is supplied by a pair of bellows that are operated not by electricity, but by human power. These great bellows are moved by giant levers depressed by a person climbing to the top and riding down one end. Another unique feature of the Wellesley College instrument is the tuning according to the mean tone system. This was used before the acceptance of equal temperament in Bach's time. In order to use this tuning system, the organ has two extra notes in every octave, with some of the black keys split in half, enabling one to play those extra notes. Let's listen now to this instrument as James David Christie plays a short selection of Svelink, a variation on the song Mal Sims, a 17th century dance tune.
Thank you.
That was James David Christie playing the music of Sveilinck, the variation on the song Molly Sims. It was played on the Renaissance organ reproduction at Wellesley College. Next in our 40th anniversary retrospective organ tour, we travel to St. John's Church in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, to hear the oldest organ in America, one that used to be in Boston. This organ, known as the Brattle organ, was built in England around 300 years ago. It was the property of Thomas Brattle, who bequeathed it to King's Chapel in Boston, where it remained until it was sold to St. Paul's Church in Newburyport, and then St. John's Church in 1836. The organ has a single keyboard and five ranks of pipes. It was restored in 1965 by Charles Fiske with the help of Barbara Owen. Let's now listen to this 300-year-old instrument played by Barbara Owen, a gavotte of Samuel Wesley. That was a gavotte by Samuel Wesley, played by Barbara Owen, on the oldest organ in America, the Brattle organ, originally in Boston 300 years ago, and now at St. John's Church in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This selection was taken from a broadcast in this series, first heard in 1965. We go now from one of the smallest organs to one of the largest, which is the instrument at the Methuen Memorial Music Hall. This instrument was built by Valcker of Germany in 1863 for the Boston Music Hall, where it stayed for only 20 years. It was installed in 1909 in a hall in Methuen specially built for it by Edward Searles. The organ was rebuilt in 1947 by Aeolian Skinner and has been used for public concerts ever since. It has a magnificent case and 6,000 pipes, and it's heard in concert every Wednesday evening during the summer. Listen to the Methuen Memorial Music Hall organ played by Glenn Goda, a toccata from the Partita on Christ ist Erstanden of Richard Purvis.
Thank you.
You've heard the Methuen Memorial Music Hall organ played by Glenn Goda. The music was a toccata of Richard Purvis. To conclude our 40th anniversary series broadcast today, listen now to the organ at Holy Cross College in Worcester. The Taylor and Booty organ at St. Joseph Memorial Chapel is a large four-manual mechanical action instrument built in 1985. The reverberant acoustics of the chapel make for an exciting sound, which complements the stunning visual appearance of the pipes and casework. The selection we're hearing is the final part of the Fantasy in F Minor, Gershwin 608, by Mozart, as arranged for four hands and played by John Finney and James David Christie. the Fantasy in F minor, Köchel 608 by Mozart, as arranged for four hands and played by John Finney and James David Christie. We hope you've enjoyed today's program celebrating the 40th anniversary of these broadcasts. It was recorded by Martin Steinmetz with help from Morley Lush and Scott Kent. It was written and produced by Martin Steinmetz, and this is Rob Stewart Vale inviting you to listen next week for another program of Organ Music. Celebrating the 40th anniversary of these broadcasts, it was recorded by Martin Steinmetz with help from Morley Lush and Scott Kent. It was written and produced by Martin Steinmetz, and this is Rob Stewart Vale inviting you to listen next week for another program of Organ Music.